an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Hello, welcome back to NITV Radio. Well, it's a beautiful Friday here at NITV Radio, and especially when you get to speak to your young cousin who lives up in Coffs Harbour. His name is Marley Nolan Duncan. And our cousin Gwenda Stanley from Top Camp Mission out there in Moree put me in touch with Marley a couple of weeks ago and actually spurned an idea for a new segment called High Achievers, which is about blackfellas who work in the sky for a living. All sorts of people work in the sky. You could be a pilot, a stewardess, a crane operator. But my young cousin is a professional parachute artist, a jumper. I don't know what the correct word is, but he's going to tell me all about it. How are you, Marley?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you. Yourself?
Good, brah. Good. Welcome to NITV Radio. Thanks for jumping on today.
Oh, good. Glad to be here, eh?
Yeah. Hey, brah, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up and your mob and where you're from and, just a bit of background to yourself, brah.
Yeah, Gomeroi man from Moree, northwest New South Wales. Spent a few years on the coast and probably spent the past 8 years over in New Zealand living and working there. And that's where I was skydiving as a tandem master.
Oh, true that. Oh, yeah. Kia ora, bro.
Oh, kia ora, bro. I may have a bit of an accent, but it's kind of in between. But,
Oh, that's fascinating. So what took you to New Zealand?
On mum's side, I've got some family over there. So we went over for a holiday.
Yeah.
I had about low jump numbers. So I just started skydiving, went to one of the drop zones there and realised you can actually make a living out of skydiving. So, yeah, once I found out that, I was pretty much hooked and waited for a position and, went back there and that was it.
That's unreal, bro. Honestly, we were speaking earlier this morning, but I said you're the only blackfellow I know that's a professional parachute jumper. You teach tandem. You teach people to jump solo. It's just an amazing career, bro. It's really unique and fascinating. Something I know you want more blackfellows to get into it. But what was it for you as a young fella that said I want to go and do this? I want to parachute for a living.
When I was younger, on mum's side, my Uncle Rick, he's done a bit of jumping back in the day. So as a kid, I remember seeing photos and all that stuff. And it was always in me. I knew I wanted to do it. I love that kind of stuff, as you say, the adrenaline and all that. But it was a few years ago, back in 2007, one of my exes, she ended up selling her car to pay for two tandems for myself and her for my birthday.
Oh, wow.
And then, pretty much as soon as I landed, I knew what I wanted to do. And it was just full steam ahead in getting it done.
Right, can you talk us through that first ever jump and that feeling? Like, I sort of imagine it, right? I start sweating and get sweaty palms and, because it's, jumping out of a plane is not normal.
No, not at all.
Especially for blackfellas.
Heights and oceans, most of them are scared of. So.
So tell us about that first ever jump you did and how was it and that feeling and... Tell us a bit of a story, my bread.
It was a bag of emotions. There was so much going on, like the fear that comes with it, the excitement, just waiting for it to happen, and that door opening especially, that's definitely the scariest part. But the second you leave, all those nerves, all that fear is gone, and it's a surreal feeling. As much as I try and describe it to people, it's something you can only experience.
Yeah, right.
You're about to experience soon, I hope so.
Yeah. just to our listeners out there, Marley's... put a bit of a challenge up for me. He wants me to jump with him this year, which I'm going to do. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah. And it's going to be unreal.
Possibly even teach me how to jump solo. Look, I'm sweating thinking about it already. But I just think it's amazing, bro. How many jumps have you done? Tell us a bit about your career.
We do have a log book, so we do keep track of our jumps.
Yep.
So if you do go to other countries or other parts of the world, you can sort of assess what the experience is. But,
yep.
I think I've got about 6,500, 7,000, coming up to about 7,000 jumps. That's over about 10 years, I think.
What?
Yeah, they say when you work in the industry, you average about 1,000 jumps a year. So, so I'll pop a few up. And
bloody hell.
A few more to come.
Wow, man. And 7,000. Have you had any little scary incidents in those 7,000 jumps?
We malfunctioned. So
what?
The main parachute... is not doing what it's meant to do, and it's all part of the procedures when you get trained up in that. But it's a malfunction, so you have to cut away your main parachute and open your reserve. And I've had two where I've had people strapped to the front of me, and I've had two where it was just me on the solo jumps. So four in total.
How do you handle, like, is it a sense, if that happens, do you have a sense of calmness, or you, because I imagine, I'd be freaking out and just start crying and...
It's everything's happening fast, but, you know, everything's going crazy, but it's what you're trained to do, and yeah. You just got to breathe and go through the procedure. Get yourself back down safely. You can do it all again.
Oh, geez, can't wait to do this with you, bro, I tell you, I can't wait to do it. Now, Marley, there's two sides to your profession. There's the professional side where you teach tandem, and there's also the sports side. Can you first up tell me about the professional side where you teach and instruct? What's that?
Yeah, we're taking people. So customers come in, pay for a skydive. We sort of meet and greet, introduce, and then we take them up for a jump, throw them out of the plane with us, and, give them that experience. And then there's also the other work side, the AF side, which is accelerated free fall, the teaching people to jump solo.
Yep.
So then they're learning to do it by themselves, and then, they're off doing it themselves. And then the support side of things, there's lots of different aspects, but at the moment I'm really loving the canopy sweeping side of it. So that's once the parachute opens, flying it around fast at the ground.
Yeah, right. So what?
Yeah.
You sort of do little swerves and manoeuvres and stuff like that, do you?
The idea is to generate speed diving at the ground.
Yep.
And then sort of come out and plane out and fly parallel to the ground as fast as you can. There's distance, so how far you can fly, accuracy to how precise you can land on a target, and speed, which is how fast and far. So there's all different types.
So do you go in sort of like sporting events and tournaments and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, I went and won the Swooping Nationals about 2 years ago over in York, Western Australia, and there's another one coming up this month. Oh, sorry, not this month, this April.
Really?
Which I hopefully want to attend, so yeah.
Okie dokie. Let us know if you do, bro, because I'm going to send a camera crew up there and film this.
I'd be mad, in top eight, you just make the top eight, you can travel the world swooping and
that's
Australia and our people.
And you've been doing that, eh?
Yeah, definitely been training for it and pretty keen to get into it this April, so yeah, fingers crossed.
Mate, you are unreal, I tell you, is this what you do? And you know, there's a lot of people out there that still think blackfellas don't work, bro, and get stuff for free and all that. And that's why, want to get yourself, people like yourself on. It just opens up a whole world of new employment and things,
exactly.
And even for our own mob to hear this, bro, there's going to be young fellas that are going to be like, I'm going to go and do this. And you've got...
Yeah, there's other opportunities than your regular sort of 9-to-5 or, your labouring work. So, there's definitely more out there.
Nah, too cool, my bro, too cool. Well, that's all we got time for, my brother.
Thank you.
But keep me posted, keep me in touch.
For sure.
Really keen to get a story up. I'm going to come up and have a jump with you.
Can't wait.
I can't. I'm nervous thinking about it. But I'm going to play you.
Do is not think about it.
Yeah, true. But Marley Nolan Duncan, you're a credit to your... the Moree mob and the Gomeroi mob, and we just wish you all the best, Brah, and we're going to follow your journey and hopefully get you some more love on through NITV.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.